need you.
I'm tired.
KATIY mobile monitoring statewide one. KATIY mobile statewide one. KATIY statewide one mobile monitoring. KATIY monitoring statewide one.
K-A-D-I-Y, K-A-D-Y-I, this is N-A-W-R-O, Macomb County, how copy?
N-A-W-R-O, this is K-A-D-I-Y, good morning, I got a good copy on you, 5-9.
I appreciate that report, your copy, your audio is very good as well. I heard you calling out earlier, and I didn't want to leave you hanging there. I was just kind of finishing up from the set yesterday, so I had some work to do. But how's things going out your way? I see that you're up north.
Hi, Jim. My name here is Gordon. I am on the west side. I'm currently mobile just north of Muskegon. And, day's going good so far. I got to sleep in till the luxurious time of 7:30 this morning, so that's a nice change. And, the set was a good time yesterday. That is the first one I participated in. I worked with the Oceana Aries group, and they organized a good event. I learned a lot, and it was fun to participate. How was your experience?
Nice to meet you on the air, Gordon. We had a good set. This would have been my second one. I did do the one when I first joined up in the spring of this year. And, overall it was good. We did better. You know, we're improving. So that's, I guess, really the whole goal is just improving. And it went out. You know, the thing that I always get concerned about is, you know, we had nobody got injured. We don't want any of that. So we got a lot of data points to collect, or a lot of information to, digest, and then, of course, we'll make improvements. But this is the first time, I understand, our organization, first time in recent years, our organization got to use the actual EOC for Macomb County. So I wasn't part of that. I was in the field. But that's a big step in our direction. Over to you.
All right. Yeah, Macomb County, that's the big leagues. Very cool that you got to work out of the EOC. The Oceana County EOC activated as well. We had two operators stationed there to handle traffic. I was actually remotely operating from two counties away in Manistee, but it's a virtual exercise, so we can be wherever we want to be. That's pretty neat. Maybe in the future you'll get to operate out of the EOC. I imagine they've got a nice radio room there. Back to you, KATIY.
Greedy.
I got you in there, Tom and Wally. And, the ComTech is the building they're working out of, and there's a little portion in Wally just checked in here. He was actually there. So I'm going to turn it over to one of our guys, Tom, KCAKJO. We're in here with KADIY, Gordon from Manistee. Go ahead, Tom, and then over to Wally.
KCAKJO. Yeah, I had a blast yesterday. That was a lot of fun. I'd like to do that more often. It was really good. And Wally, you did a great job as a deployment manager dispatcher, so I think we did well yesterday.
WRO from WAVD.
Hey, Wally, we're in a group here. Tom just turned it over to you. Wally, go ahead, and Gordon is after you from Annecy. Wally, and then Gordon. N-A-W-R-O to Wally.
Did not want to get involved in a group. I apologize with my lovely bride. But I'm coming your way to have a breakfast, brunch type thing. I was going to see if you wanted to join us and be up in Richmond. Or is it going to go to George's or the place across from the Elsapis?
I appreciate the invite, Wally, but I will decline at this time. I got something else going on. But George's, definitely get the skillets for that. Over to Wally, so if he wants to jump out, and then it would be Gordon after Wally. Thanks for the invite again, though, Wally. NHWRO, to you.
Okay, everybody, I'm tagging out. So, guy in Muskegon, Manistee area. I'm handing it off to you. You guys have a great day. Tom, I'll talk to you a little bit later. I finally got your radio out of my car and into my office. So, if I get a chance, I'll get it done tonight. But I got a really busy day. So, and as you know, we own about 2.5 houses, and we've got to get this mess behind us. Go ahead, Greg. Talk later.
Hey, good to meet you over the air. Enjoy that breakfast. I hope it is tasty. And hello to Tom out there as well. I just pulled into a rest area. Going to take the dog for a walk and also dig out my portable and see if I can get on the repeater from it. So I will be listening, and we'll turn it over to Tom, I think, is next.
KAPDIY. KAPDIY. Have a good one. Talk to Minnesota. No. WHBD, are you in Richmond or heading to Richmond? Because I am in Richmond. KJO.
If you want to join us, yeah, the place next to the meat market. We're just going to go in there and grab a quick bite. We'll sit down, though. Marion's never been there, and I enjoyed it.
Sound good, sir. We are 5 minutes out. I'll see you there. Good morning, Tom. KJL.
Good morning, Tom. Good set was had by all yesterday, and I did redo my 214 because yours looked way better than mine, so I had to do it. I couldn't let you show me up. Yeah. But listen, I'm going to clear, guys. I will be monitoring. You guys have a good breakfast over there. That is a good place, Wally. I've been there twice since you showed me where it was at. NHWRO, I'll be listening, but tagging out.
28 County Line.
W.A. Pitting. Hey, thank you. I'm going to bring it down on Richmond. KKJL.
KCKJL, W.A.B.
They're closed on Sundays. Want to meet somewhere else for breakfast?
Yeah, we're going to go to George's. It's like the corner division in Maine.
Okay. Meet you there.
I'm driving away to pick up.
Okay, we'll see you.
KAPIY Mobile Monitoring, Statewide 1.
Hey, Gordon, it's Tim again, NHWRO, North Macomb. Curious, I guess you must be off of the Muskegon machine then, the 444.95, whatever it is.
That is correct. I guess they just got this one back on the air a week or so ago. There wasn't anything wrong with the machine, but there was some server somewhere else that was messed up, and it took out Grand Haven and Muskegon. But now we're back. So glad to be actually on MI5 proper rather than coming in through Brandmeister.
Well, good deal. That's a big thing for your area then. I think I was listening to that whole thing on the Brandmeister with the IDs and all that. Our members are actually having trouble with that as well. No big deal, but it's nice that I think you and Jeff are trying to work something out on that, right?
I think he was helping me troubleshoot it, but whatever the problem is, it's not on my end, not in my code plugged or my equipment. It's something upstream because I guess a couple people that use Brandmeister are experiencing the same issues. So probably Brandmeister changed something and didn't document what they changed or didn't announce it at least. Who knows?
Yes, agreed. That seems to be the end result. It's a Brandmeister issue and not any user issue. There's nothing we can do about it. And again, it's no big deal. I'd like to apologize. I think one of our members came on a little hot on that going to have a little talk with him. That his intentions were good, but I was glad that Jeff jumped in and just tried to troubleshoot that way. And nothing wrong being done. It's all a Brandmeister thing. So, yeah, I appreciate that. So, NAWRO, back to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I didn't even notice. It just, you know, there's no way to read body language, and with all the compression that DMR has, micro expressions in the voice get lost as well. So I didn't pick up on any kind of ill will there. And I am generally concerned about transmitting improper data as well. So I'm glad to hear that the issue is upstream of my equipment. And, I appreciate Jeff's helping to troubleshoot it there.
Excellent. All good on that issue there. And, up in your area, then, would your ARPSC span multiple counties, or how does that work? Are you just cooperating together?
My county did not participate at all, but I am also a volunteer member of Oceana County Emergency Management, or their response group. So I just was wearing my neighbor hat for that recent for yesterday's event, and it worked out well that it was something that, you know, we could just do over the air and over the internet, and not have to meet up in any one physical location.
Gotcha. I understand. Yeah, especially in the areas there where you're talking about, in some cases, extreme distances like that. So, and that's the word I was trying to get out locally here too. It's not just ARPSC. It's all hams. As long as you have a ticket, you're welcome to check into the set and deploy at home, deploy virtually. Or if you are interested, you're certainly, you can be dispatched to a location because we've got that set up. But, it was a fun time. I quite enjoyed it. And looking forward to the spring one and making some improvements. So, well, with that, I think I'll probably get back to some paperwork. Appreciate talking to you and discussing some of the issues this morning. NAWRO, over to you. I will be listening, though.
Yeah, well, good chatting with you this morning, Tim. I am just kind of arriving I'm volunteering at the crop walk in Muskegon today, and trying to find the incident command location right now. I'm not from Muskegon, and the last time I was here was a full year ago, so I should have bookmarked it then, but hindsight is 2020, as they say. You have a good day. I'm sure I will talk to you again down the line. KADIY.
Another good event. Have a good, safe event today, Gordon. A pleasure talking to you. We'll talk soon. NAWRO.
KEAWRO, statewide one.
Good morning, sir. NAWRO.
Why, good morning to you, too, sir. How are you this fine wintry morning?
Yeah, you're making me laugh. I had enough of that winter talk yesterday, but, I think the AC might kick on today if it gets up to 86 or whatever it's saying. But, good time was had by all yesterday. You're supposed to be, like, working, like, a double shift or something today to make up for it. I feel bad for you.
Yeah, I'm on my way in right now. I decided I would sleep in. I'm salaried, so as long as I show up there, I'll probably be there till 3 o'clock tonight, and then I'll have to get in a little earlier tomorrow. But I got a lot of work to do. But yesterday I was up till about 4 in the morning, and so I got about 2.5 hours of sleep up until the set, and then it was kind of a long day, and I never really did get a nap afterwards, so I was tired, and I worked really hard for the set, so I decided I deserved to sleep in a little bit today, and so just now finally heading out to start my shift.
a well-deserved a period of rest. And, you know, heck, it's a Sunday to begin with. So, yeah, I'm glad you got at least a little, slightly caught up in your sleep. So, yeah, you got that. Hey, listen, no ARPSC work today at all, but when time permits, I could use that scoring final, just the tally, you know, just like the back sheet of the example, just out of curiosity. I don't need any explanation or anything, just out of curiosity what we turned in. If you don't have it, I'll get it from Dave. And then the other two is, I got a full disclosure here. Yeah, I called in as your backup, but I didn't even have that net log in front of me. Is it a different URL?
Yeah, this one is kind of like a, it's not just a net log. It's like a, it's kind of a robust system, and that's what I was working on so late and all week. Is it, it's all in Excel, so none of it really is on the line, you know. It's similar to the cert log that I sent you, but it has all the deployments listed. It has tasks, like what we need to do at each deployment. It has all the repeaters in the area and their GPS locations. It has, you know, all kinds of stuff that's kind of built into it. It has pop-up forms that you fill out, so like when you deploy somebody, it tells, it also automatically filled out my 214 forms. So like when I type in someone's call sign, it automatically adds, you know, that call sign checked into the net at and then the current time. And then it does that for all check-ins. It does it for, so like once somebody's in, then there's a button next to their name that you can hit, and it's just for updating, you know, their information. And so like if NAWRO is reaching out to me, then I click on the NAWRO check-in or update button, and then I can choose from like in transit, on scene, leaving QTH, you know, there's some quick check boxes I can select, and it'll update that to the 214 form. But then I can also put the status that you're giving me in there. There's a field for that. I can choose a different deployment. I can deploy you right from that form. And so it's not quite just a log, but yeah, that one I did not distribute yet. It's kind of a work in progress still, but I got it to a point where I could use it yesterday. The end goal is, I'm going to probably break the time for a second. The end goal is to make it so that all of our people can use this thing at the same time. So if there is a net, you know, a hospital net going on, then someone else can also grab from the deployment list. You know, like we can add deployments from, you know, command center, or Dave can add deployments and then distribute us to them. However, it does kind of step on RESGrid a little bit, and so I kind of will be patient to see how RESGrid plays out and if we all get employed on that or deployed. And so it might not continue development, but it was very useful. I see kind of a use for both, but I don't like the double dutying. So, but it's hard to say. I don't know. It's gonna require some investigation as to what we want to do.
Prototype, and yesterday we'll consider it a beta stress test maybe, and that's for your purposes to see where you're going to go with it. I like that. That's good. So in an ideal world, what I should have done, just as a backup, just in case, I probably should have opened the CertNet logger and just kind of copied call signs on a separate log myself. Because I was, like, crossing my fingers, man, I'm scratching all these down on a piece of paper. and I'm hoping you don't say, oh, we got a power failure, over to backup.
Yeah, yeah, that would have been tough. We kind of knew, you know, that it would be a tough task to hand it over to you, because we knew that you were picking up Tom, and so I think Mike was thinking that he would offer it if nobody else did, but then when you did, we were like, okay, well, we'll go with that, and we'll see how it goes, and if we have to, there could be another backup, you know, but yeah, I might have missed the first half of your transmission. You basically started with prototype. You mentioned something about a prototype, and that we got some testing done to it, and then I heard the rest, but I didn't hear anything before that. But yeah, I had fun, and I like building things in Excel, but I know Boss Man wants to use ResGrid, so I tend to try to be flexible. So, but I'll pass it back over to you, and hopefully I hear everything this time. This is KE8WUO for ID.
NAWRO. Yeah, I think you got the gist of it. The first was just my layman's terms, a SuperNet logger, but it's in Excel, and it was a kind of like a beta test you were doing, a stress test, if you will, yeah, for your own purposes. So it remains to be seen how the ResGrid is going to work. But boy, I tell you, keeping track of the two radios in the field and then having ResGrid, we'd have to figure that out too, because especially if you didn't have a second seat person riding with you, we would actually have to be staged and not mobile. So staged at a crossroad like his paramedics do, like the EMTs do, they'll stage at a crossroad just for coverage for another area and then stand by for the call there, whether it be coming on ResGrid, which they call CAD, not computer-aided design, but computer-aided dispatch, or, you know, another option would be through voice, you know, like they're doing. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. I like to see what is more efficient, or is there going to be a hybrid of both? I'm going to say it's probably going to be a hybrid, at least to start with. But, yeah, I like it. I'm just very you guys didn't cut over to me as a test, because it would have been a total failure there. And having somebody at the EOC as backup, yeah, that's good, but in practice it probably shouldn't be the same location. Over to you.
Yeah, I agree. We kind of knew that none of our team really, like I didn't expect anyone to actually offer, you know, the backup for net control, because that's a tough job, especially during a set, is, you know, it's like even when Wally and I got separated, it was infinitely harder for all of us because, you know, we can't communicate like we were as effortlessly. And so part of that, like, I blame myself because I failed to print out. I got so focused on everything being in Excel that one of the key things I forgot to do was print out a deployment form of all in case he wanted to do pen and paper, or, you know, it would have been the same if we got separated. It was like he doesn't have a computer available, and then if I lost internet or power, then I should have had that printed out. And if I had that printed, I had all kinds of stuff printed and laminated, but the one thing I forgot was the actual deployments, and having that printed and laminated and distributable would have been hugely helpful. So, and then one of the things I would like to do is kind of make a deployment list of all the deployments in Macomb County, you know, all the, like, warming centers, the shelters, the warehouses, and gas stations, and just get them all for all of Macomb County and get that on the list and itemize each one. You know, this is, you know, task or deployment one, deployment two, deployment three, and then if we can all grab from that list, and Wally can say, I'm sending KPA-KJO to deployment two, then I can knock that off my list so that I don't also send someone to deployment two. And it just makes it a lot easier to, communicate where everybody needs to go and, you know, just do the cross checks and just run a little bit smoother because there is, you know, a need for that. So, but I'll pass it over to you. I'm rambling on a little bit. So this is KEAWUO with NAWRO.
Well, John, I copied that, and I had similar ideas with that, is that, you know, we got 6 months now before the spring set, so we learn from this whole reason we do it, of course. And we can get the dispatch points, we have plenty of time to do that, get more comprehensive lists, because 9 times out of 10, they're going to stay the same, and we can double-check it to make sure when the spring approaches. But then the other idea is how many of those overlay it with the map like you have of the QTHs of our members, and what of points are close to one of our members, and that might be the assignments for that member, and coordinate that way as well to make it more efficient. But, yeah, you're on the right track. I agree with all you said there. Over to you.
And that was one of the challenges with this particular one, because I went ahead, and put all the deployments on a map, and then I also plotted all the member locations on a map. And then I was like, oh, boy. And I basically figured out that our average member is going to have an average dispatch time of 20 minutes to their first deployment. And, it was tough because the simulation was that it was in the northern part of the county, and the majority of the members are, Warren, Sterling Heights, Fraser, it's all the southern part of the county. And so my hands were kind of tied as far as, where we wanted where the deployments were. They needed to be in the northern part of the county. But I was disappointed to some degree, because it's like, man, once they check in and then once they deploy, we're not going to hear from anybody for 20 minutes. And then when the deployment, actually started, there was kind of a significant delay in getting people deployed. And so there wasn't a lot done, I would argue, yesterday. There's a lot of waiting and then a lot of timing. And then a few people were able to, Dean was right there in the heart of it, and so he was easy to deploy, and I think he hit multiple places. Darren did really well. He hit quite a few places. It was significantly harder to deploy people, especially that were in the southern province that was going to statewide things and just practice it on our own as a team.
Just kind of get in there. Just FYI, for the drill purposes, this frequency is not working. So you have to figure it out from there. You have to contact your EOC, but you guys won't be able to do that because you're not working. But we could consider that, maybe like a referee doing that. We'll see if that works. And then coordinating between the two dispatchers, and I didn't even really think about that, John, is that, the drill is up north here. A good majority, like I said, of our members, of course, are down south. So therein lies just a fact. You're going to have travel time to the target area, so to speak. So, hey, all good things to look at. But, I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was good learning, and I like this little debriefing we're doing, taking notes. So, all right, well, I won't keep you with any more further discussion. You got to be getting close to work, and I know you got to get in there. But yeah, when you get a chance, just the final, but I could get that from Dave too, and it doesn't have to be today. Sometime this week is fine. Appreciate it. NAWRO, over to you. Unless you got something else, I'm free, but I know you got to get going.
No, I don't really have too much else, and that's fine. As soon as I get to work, I'll pull up the laptop and send that over to you. Hopefully you get that. And I was curious if you guys were able to reach St. Clair from Memphis, just out of curiosity. Eventually, St. Clair did check in on my net log, so that was kind of cool. But I didn't ever really. I think you might, if you did provide that status, you might have gave it to Wally, and I didn't get it. It was kind of my idea is like, well, if you're in Memphis, you're the closest to St. Clair County that any of our members will ever be. So while we're there, let's try to reach out to them and see if we're making any contact. And I never really did hear back on how that went. So I'd be curious. K-8-W-U-O.
N-8-W-R-O. So here's the full disclosure of that. It was a failure on my part to have my radio programmed properly. I got to give credit to K-C-8-K-J-O. He tried to front panel that, and it didn't work. And I think it was an excellent idea. We were at the Holy Family where Wally dispatched us. We gave a report on that, and then we did report back to Wally. Didn't clarify why, but we were unable to contact St. Clair EOC. And that fault was mine because my ICOM wasn't programmed properly. I got to bring it out of the car, put it on the desk here, and do a forensic dive into the code plug, if you will. What did I do wrong? Why didn't we get it? I'm going to double check that. But it appears the offset might be wrong or something to that effect, and we were unable to front panel program it. So I was joking with Dave, my level 2 status will be revoked for about 6 months, and, you know, maybe it'll be reinstated once I pass that section of level 2 again. But that was pretty much on my – and I did have the other repeaters. I had their whole list programmed in, are available on paper as well. So we not only went with the one, but we went down the list with the two. And I had a Discord contact with Riley, and he told me the two they were on. We tried it. We were unsuccessful. Pretty sure it was equipment my side, not. We should have been able to connect. Over to you.
Oh, gotcha. No worries. Yeah, I had their frequencies on too, but I never really quite reached out to them directly. Didn't really think to, but they reached out to us, so that worked out good. You know, it's kind of like our score sheet is, you know, I know it's kind of a, I think we all would have liked to have gotten that sooner, and then if we did, we could have kind of capitalized on certain things in it, but maybe that's part of, you know, the plan is to not do that. But we have two decent go-bys now, you know, last year's list and this year's list of kind of things to make sure that we can do. So we might take those lists and turn them into a emergency, you know, general, what do you call it, like a punch list of items to accomplish and try to do, just so that we are communicating through the channels that the state seems to put value to. And so if we can take that score sheet and all that, you know, then hopefully the next score sheet won't be so important to get ahead of time, because we'll kind of already know what the state wants from us, and we'll have our own little punch list of things to accomplish as a part of our response to any kind of emergency. So yeah, I'm actually at the gas station. I've been hit at the pump. I'm going to run inside and grab a few drinks, and then I'll be right back, and then I'll have like a 15-minute drive to work that I can continue rag-chewing if you are still interested. But for now, real quick, this is KE8WUO. I will be back in a second.
Copy that. I'll be here. N8WRO.
KE8WOJ. Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey, Rick, how you doing this morning? Glad you were able to participate yesterday in AWRO.
Yeah, good good afternoon, Jim. Glad I could glad you could use me. I didn't send any pictures or a report or a form or anything, but I figured it wasn't needed since it was a simulated one.
Yeah, you're in the home deployed section in that case, but we still get credit for your check-in, so it's a whole big, you probably heard us talking about it, scoring scheme, if you will, and we still get credit, so we do appreciate even those that can only home deploy is fine. And for you, it kind of gets you a little involved in, you know, how the process works, you know, in case it's ever needed for real life.
Yeah, it was kind of fun for me. I thought, well, instead of just sitting here dreaming up something to some report to give them there, I typed in the address into Google Maps and got a view of the area. I knew it was all open fields and stuff, and the snow would probably be drifting there, and the other road was a South Forest or something like that to tie it in there. And it made it real interesting. I kind of enjoyed it. But like you, just before the set started there, I was still trying to figure out how to get Event 1 running. Everywhere I went to look for the color code and the slot info said something different. So I try one, send it to the radio, give it a try, didn't work. I sent another one. finally, just before it started, I got it working.
Yeah, that can be a little confusing because, you know, typically, of course, we do not use those event channels unless granted permission to do so. So we knew this was going to be a possibility that we could use them, so we had all our guys who had the DMRs to program them in, but we were able to test them ahead of time. So, but hey, you got it in now. So, you know, if ever it comes to pass again, we get to use it, you have it.
Yes, now I got to fix it on two other radios, and there are multiple repeaters that all have the Event 1 on them too, so I got to go through all those and fix it kind of thing, but that's okay. That'll give me something to do. I kind of enjoy that anyway.
All right. Sounds good, Rick. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Event 1 is the 5-3 slot 1. So the color code is always the same. The color code for Central Michigan never changes, to my knowledge. Same for every site location. 5-3, the slot is 1. So, you know, we don't change that. We wouldn't change it, nor would, to my knowledge, Central Michigan ever do it. So, but with that said, I appreciate checking in this morning. I'll let you go if you need to. And this is N8WRO.
No, I'm just sitting there on the porch having a cigar and trying not to get burned up in the sun there. My trouble was I can't hit any MI5 repeaters there, so I had to go through Brandmeister, get the Brandmeister talk group numbers and then whatever they had color code and slot info set for. It was same with Statewide 1 and Statewide 2. It's kind of a pain. Wish I was a little bit further north.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it. That whole Brandmeister issue. So that's, as they say, a horse of a different color. So I'm glad you figured it out. But nevertheless, your signal was good. You came in, you got it. So it did work. So yeah, I appreciate that again. N8WRO.
88WOJ. I was surprised to hear. It was enjoyable, too, to have the repeater on one radio and the DMR on the other, the event one on the other. And I was surprised when they came in and said, okay, the state just shut down the DMR, so we got to go back to the repeater kind of thing. I was like, you four guys are going to have to jump through hoops now, 88WOJ.
Efforts to do it, and I just really appreciate you helping out and contributing, and we would definitely love to see you at some of the meetings and put a face to the name and call sign, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was great to hear from you and all the other people. I think there was 3 non-members, might have been 4, so you guys definitely all helped us out. That was really awesome to see, other people from outside our organization checking in and going through all the efforts of putting in all your talk groups and all that. So we definitely appreciate it.
Go ahead, Rick.
Well, it was definitely my pleasure. I enjoyed the heck out of it. I really look forward to it. I kind of wish you guys had 4 of them here instead of 2. But I don't have to work as hard as you guys do at it. I was still, I had a feeling when I came to Statewide One this afternoon when I came out here to have my cigar that you guys would be here talking about it and still working on stuff. You guys are sure are dedicated. I appreciate it. And, hopefully we don't ever need the disaster help or whatever kind of thing. But you guys are sure getting ready for it, that's for sure.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Rick. I did notice on your ID coming in right now, it does all appear to be correct. That's interesting. John, over to you for that comment. It doesn't seem to be a problem right now. What are you seeing on your side for Rick?
So I wasn't really looking, but my hunch is that he's not on the hotspot right now, and he's getting in through his handheld or his mobile or something. Because I do see it 2 different ways. Sometimes he's going through hotspot and has the DMR ID issue, and then other times it's coming through fine. So it's unclear as to what the cause of that is, and sounds like it's still a mystery to this day. No one's quite figured out what it is. It sounds like everybody's kind of blaming it on Randmeister, which it's probably pretty likely, because from what I've seen, it's not. There's only a few fields where you can put in your DMR ID, and there's only so much documentation out there. And if you did everything that they're saying, and there's a lot of intelligent people that are trying to do this, nobody's able to figure it out. And I'm kind of thinking it's not us, it's them. So, but yeah, I agree, Rick. I would love to do a few more of these. And I actually see a little bit of wisdom in what the state did there, because it was a winter storm thing. And so what that did is it kind of oddly prepared us to handle for winter storms. And we're coming right into winter. And so it's like, well, now I have all this deployment information. I have tasks that are specific to snowstorms. And, it's kind of hard, like when we think of emergencies, I don't often think of big snowstorms, but that constitutes a emergency where we could be deployed. So it's likely, it's not unlikely, but I think the odds are not super great that we'll get it, but I think it's kind of inevitable though too, so unfortunately, but hopefully everything works out. So it is good to prepare for it just in case it does happen. And I would love to do a little bit more just practice, kind of like a mini set just here in Macomb County and see how we do. And make our own score sheet and see how we do. But yeah. I will hand it over to you, Rick. I think you're next. This is KE8WRO with KEAWOJ, I think it is, and NAWRO.
Well, when I heard the scenario for the test there, I thought it was pretty wise on the state's part because of that ice storm we had this past winter that wiped out a whole bunch of the north, northern lower peninsula there. In fact, I've talked to a lot of people that are still cleaning up the mess from that kind of thing. And there was actually people that went almost 3 weeks without power kind of thing. So I could see why they picked that kind of scenario there. And, yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with the data thing. I actually have three ways in. One is a local repeater, one is a clear node, and one's a hotspot. So I got a feeling one of them's not working so good. But like you said, John, it's I mean, there's only certain places for the phone. And usually if you get the wrong DMR ID, it doesn't work, or that's been my experience anyway with Wires X and C4FM. Anyway, I'm glad it's showing up good. KAWOJ, Tim, go ahead.
NAWRO, yeah, I think we're just, for the time being, we're just chalking that up to a Brandmeister thing. We're going to blame them and let it go at that until, like John alluded to, we have some other experts that finally come up with a solution, and we gave it a good college try, so that's it. We're done with that. Not going to worry about it, actually. But I agree with you on the up north storm. On the other service, there's this contact by the name of Sheboygan Bob, and Sheboygan really gave detailed reports, ex-military, about the devastation that was up in that area, you know, with the trees being down, power lines being down, roads blocked with the trees. And it was a widespread area with that. So that was not, I don't think it was much a snow event as an ice event. I could be wrong on that, or maybe both, but nevertheless, it was devastated just with the sheer volume of trees and power lines down. And I know the Edison or whatever they have up there had to bring in service vehicles like they do from out of state to deal with it. So, yeah, it's good to plan for all weather events. I'm a little bit of a weather geek myself. I've told other people that my son is trained as a pilot. So when you get pilot training, you also get a lot of weather training. So we have that in common. And I do find it quite interesting with the weather patterns. You never know what could happen. Typically, we have less snow amounts than we've had in the past, but you never know. That could change. So over to you, John.
Well, you know, one of the things I learned this weekend, or you know, yesterday, is just how involved all of this is, and how many people are behind the scenes, and how much infrastructure is behind the scenes, and kind of how, you know, a lot of those people kind of have a thankless job, and we don't really realize how much effort goes into everything. And, you know, it's touring the building and going up on the roof and, you know, setting antennas and helping take down antennas, which I hardly did, but even just being able to be there and see it, you know, I was sort of humbled by the amount of effort that goes into everything and the intelligence and gifted people that are behind all of this. And so it's pretty awesome to see. And, you know, if you think we're doing a lot just talking on the radio and whatnot, you know, It really probably pales in comparison to what these guys have set up across the state and all of the individual locations and the logistics and politics of getting all that stuff done. It's an impressive system that we have here, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. I think it's just a pretty awesome ordeal we got.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering. I've only had my license about 2.5 years, so I probably listened to, that'd be about four or five sets. But so far I haven't heard anyone that simulated multi-car accidents and having to call for ambulances out to a certain location, and people trapped in a car with a wire down and they can't get out. The different scenarios where a more extreme help is needed, like right away kind of thing. We need that can be kind of practiced too, because like you said, the deployment time of 20 minutes going off to places, but then, in these other scenarios, you call back and say, something like this has happened kind of thing, and then somebody's got to be calling the fire department or the ambulances kind of thing, and then how long does it take them to get out there, and the whole nine yards, it's very interesting, but I'm still amazed and impressed by the amount of work and dedication that goes into this. I'm glad you guys are doing it. KEWOJ, Tim.
Yeah, John, I was going to ask how you like that Comtech building. I mean, you got on the inside now, so I'm sure you took a look at that for, both the professional side, shall we say, and then our little section there that the emergency manager assigns to us. But, boy, isn't that nice. It's like a, I don't know, I just say it's like a modern-day NASA control. I really like that. Our county's big enough and fortunate enough to have that. And for that matter, I even, the St. Clair County EOC at the airport, that's pretty nice as well for, the size of county that Riley and Aaron have up there. I was impressed when I first walked into that one. That was very nice as well. But, we're just a small volunteer group of amateur radio operators that are doing this. The professional emergency managers out there, not to mention the first responders, the professionals, the EMTs, EMS, the FD, of course, those guys, hats off to them. They're just they're the first line of defense. So we're just an augmenting group that we want to assist when perhaps they might get overwhelmed. We won't really go to auto accidents, individual ones. They got that covered. And we want to be an assistant and not a detractor for their services. But, it's all good. Yeah, I thought you might like that building there, John. I was glad you got into it and got to see it. Over to you, John.
This is KEAWUO. That Comtech building was state-of-the-art. It was awesome. It's probably the coolest building I've ever been in. And as a ham radio geek, and that's also in public safety, it's like the holy grail of buildings, and it was amazing. I'm not sure how much I should talk about it over the air, but it was awesome. It's a really cool building, and to see that kind of infrastructure is in place. It's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. You don't really realize how much infrastructure goes into things. And then one of the things I will say about the site is it's kind of it's multiple levels, and on the lower level you have a lot of the the counties, the cities, dispatch and 911 operators and whatnot, and they're down there taking in calls, and they're quiet. They're just in a little room, a big room, and you don't really hear a peep from them, and they're just down there, dealing with everybody's emergencies in the county and all the issues that people have. And then there's us upstairs where, we basically have to be told more than one time to be quiet. And it kind of showed me the oldest guys and the professionals, and we're just getting our feet wet, and we have a lot to learn, and we're still getting a little caught up in the heat of the moment, and we have to work on that. And I made a joke that, well, if we come here more often, then we'll start to remember that. And it was you know, me trying to get invited back, but no, it was a really cool place. It's really neat. I'd love to go there more and work in that type of environment. Estimating is just not doing it for me anymore.
Well, that's cool. You get to check that out there, and hopefully you do get invited back there again. But guys, I'm going to get out of here because I feel like I'm distracting you from getting your business done. So appreciate talking to you guys. Appreciate what you guys are doing. Have a good day and a good rest of the weekend, what's left of it. And I'll catch you later. K8WOJ.
Have a good one, Rick. We'll talk soon, I'm sure. NAWRO. John, over to you. You destinated yet there?
Yeah. And Rick, you're not holding us up at all. You know, I'm driving to work and I have nothing to do but reminisce on how awesome yesterday was. So, by all means, you know, take part in the conversation. Whatever works for you. But you're not hurting anything, and I am just pulling up on my street for work, and I'm gonna probably take like 5 minutes to go upstairs and get the desk situated, and then I'll be monitoring again. So if anybody wants to talk or whatever, I will be more than happy to do so, because I can multitask. It's actually good practice being at work and then using the radio.
My backbone again. I think it's time for breakfast. So you guys have a good one, and I will catch you later. K8WOJ.
You as well, Rick. Yeah, John, I'll be on too, but I don't want to distract you too much. But, yeah, we'll both be listening in case something pops up. Appreciate it as always, and we'll talk soon. NAWRO, I'll be clear.
This is KE8WUO, looking for N8WRO.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to let you know that I submitted or sent you the scorecard copy, so you should have that now in your email. Let me know. If not, let me know what you think. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Message received. Thanks, John. I'll take a look at it. N-A-W-R-O.
You missed a good breakfast.
Did you have one of the skillets? His skillets are to die for. N-A-W-R-O.
Oh, he had the meat lovers, less the ham.
Less the ham? What?
I just heard that in duplex. My wife said the same thing.
You know what they say, great minds think alike.
How dare you take ham out? She says hello.
Well, and John, that was John's comments there, but hello to Ox A. Hello, Ox A, over the radio.
I mean, my administrative is showed up without a permit. That did not show up without an absentee. Yeah, I'm going to have to call and say that.
It's all right. HR is aware. I've got it down on my sheet.
Well, as soon as she gets me out of this house mess that she's got us into next year, maybe it'll be all over and she'll have a little more time on her hands. We're heading to her house again, put her back, which is full of stuff, and my little dump trailer for behind the tractor. So it's going to be another fun-filled day. Oh, WAP, in case anybody doesn't know who I am. And hello, John. I'll hand it to you for a minute.
All right, hello, Wally and family. And I hope you guys get your multi-house situation figured out. And I still am here if you ever need a hand. I will try to help you any way I can. But I will send it over to Tim, N-A-W-R-O. This is K-U-U.
All right. Sounds good, guys. And I know, Wally, maybe we'll all be in winter to get through first, but we'll all be at, maybe at the next Skywarn class in springtime. I like to take those in person every year, so that'll be something. But we got to get through the winter first. You never know. We could get a heavy snowfall. Aha.
Yeah, and have these guys driving around with these little Ford cars that think that they're four-wheel drive. See if he's here. See if he's listening. That'd be a beauty.
Hey.
Ah, I rattled him. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm tired. I was up last night getting the score submitted to the state, and I got our score submitted to AARL, and so I guess we'll see what happens.
Oh, very good. Okay. You still sound under the weather, though.
Yeah, I'm tired. I think it's my tired voice.
Go ahead, Tim.
John just sent me the number, Dave, and I like that number, a nice high number. I realize it's not all about the points, but nevertheless, that looks nice.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. It's. We'll see what happens. I think I've got confidence. This set, so I guess we'll see what happens when they get it all calculated.
Love to see how other people are calculating their scores, because I'm curious if everybody's as accurate as ours is, because it'd just be interesting to audit everybody's scores and see if they're being honest or not.
Well, you know what Vince Lombardi used to say? If it doesn't matter who wins or loses, then why keep score? Go ahead, Dave.
So the ARL version of things, we didn't do too bad either as far as scoring. But that one's nationally, so I guess we'll see where we sit nationally and in Michigan.
Well, I'm happy that you kind of already figured that out and submitted it, because that was the next thing on deck, was to take a look how this local Michigan you just did all that, how it translated to the national ARRL scheme of things. But, hey, it's done. Let's let the chips fall where they may, and if something needs to be addressed because it's not consistent with the way the other counties were interpreting it, we can always fix it. Over to John.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see, regardless of where we rank, I think we obviously learned a lot, and I think the next one will just get better and better, and I think it's just a matter of time and a little bit of trial and error, and we'll start hitting these home runs, and so I think we did good. I really appreciated being able to participate, and just want to thank all of you. I don't want to, ring that bell, but all of you guys did an awesome job, and it was a lot of fun to be a part of it. And I don't know. Now I'll pass it over to Dave.
Well, you guys did an awesome job. You guys really did, and appreciate the hard work. I met what I said last night in the email. Everybody did a good job, and we worked it as a team, and I think a lot of it, a lot of it for Oxcom, it's their definition of taking the class and stuff like that. So outside of that, the major points that we got, we did well on, and that's what matters, and. It's going to be good. We got a lot of good stuff to work off of and to improve off of, and we'll continue that growth there. I'll turn it over to Wally.
One of the things that I noticed is it seemed like it was more difficult this year to keep track of people and, you know, making sure that everybody that wanted a remote or dispatchable task did not get one. And then when you sent out that email that said that there were 27 or something, and last time there was only 13, I thought, okay, there's where it was. So next time, the only thing I think I'm going to do is keep a better track of who wants to go, you know, deployable. And maybe we could make two separate calls, but, you know, we could talk about that. If you are really deployable, you know, we'll do that rank, and then if you're not, you know, if you're simulated, then we'll do it that way, and if you're not at all, just checking in, you know, like three different type setups rather than, you know, locations. It's a thought. It doesn't have to be that way, but that's where it got, you know, that's where I got somewhat struggled, okay, because I felt like there were people that were deployable that wanted to go, and I didn't let them go. Hand it to Tim.
NAWRO. Yeah, John and I had a QSO a little bit earlier, and he's got ideas already, as John would, how to improve for the spring. But he pointed out, and I should have thought, about how this scenario was a little bit skewed to the north. So a huge portion of our membership that is deployable is from the south. So their travel time is got to be part of the whole consideration. And not to mention that this set, as we all know, it's compressed in time. I mean, what did we do, like 9 to 12, let's say? So 3 hours, but in reality it's compressed. So it's really hard to get real time or, like, you know, because we're not going to do a two-day set. But, you know, it is difficult in that nature. Now, in spring, who knows, Tom and I, the North Point people, will be going south, and our travel time is going to be long. It's just the nature of the beast. But I know, John, you had some ideas, and I really like that. And, Wally, I like that idea about, you know, who's field deployable, let's call it that, field deployable versus home deployable versus just checking in. There is about three different sections there that we can work with. Or let me be real. John's going to work with it. That's what you do. Over to John.
Well, so it's what you know, for every single check-in that I got, I had a deployment type for each person. And so for every check-in, I wrote down if they're able to deploy, they're able to deploy locally, if they can do a simulated deploy or monitor. So I had that information for everybody on the list. And then when someone was deployed, I logged on my log the task that they were assigned. So I could tell at a glance who was able to deploy but wasn't assigned a task. And I was getting a little anxious because it's like there's a lot of people here that are checked in that are deployable, but they don't have a task. And I just found it difficult to communicate that. And especially, you know, the VMR went down, so there was a delay in getting that set up, and I'm not really supposed to be deploying people on that station, so there was a delay there, you know, and then we got that up and running, and then we're halfway across the room from each other. And so one of the things I'd like to do is make sure that we have a printed out list of the deployment places. I'd like to make a list for the whole county of, you know, gas stations, warming centers, cooling centers, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And then we'll have things that we can do, you know, we can pull from that list and we can communicate. I'm sending KCAKJO to task 12 and, you know, just kind of spitballing type of thing. But, then it's a little easier for us to keep on track of what we're doing. We're not throwing addresses across the room, you know, over four other people trying to talk to. So those are some of the things that I saw. But then also, if I could get you on the log on a computer, or if we could make a, you know, paper copy of what I had, that would have been really helpful for you, Wally. But then ResGrid would have been helpful as well, I assume. So there's a few things that are like kind of in the works that would really help. But I'll pass it over to you, Dave.
Hey, Wendy. Yeah, there's a few things. I've got some ideas. The CAD, the dispatching end of things, the CAD would have worked really nice because you both could have seen where things were and who was assigned to what. We can even, we can even divide it down, and have, a north end and a south end task and divide up our units and have maybe a north end, side of things were on this panel and a south end will be on this panel. And that way you're not you don't have to feel overwhelmed. You're responsible for so many units, and this person's responsible for so many units. There's a lot we can go over, and when we go over in our command meeting here, we can discuss that and kind of go over some things. But lots learned, lots of good success, but also some things we got to work on, and we'll get there, and we'll keep plugging along. I think 13 to 27 is a good improvement, and everybody did well, nobody got hurt, and I'm ready for the spring. We'll take it right here. Obviously, once we get done with our meetings and stuff like that, we'll stop talking about the set, and we'll move on to more training, and then it'll be time to the set again. So. I'm going to turn it over here to Wally.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. Well, we're all on the same page, so, And, of course, that part of that conversation was, north and south and things of that nature, too. And, that's the nature of it, even though our responsibilities rely upon the whole county, but that doesn't necessarily mean, we're going to be tasked with the whole county, in simulated drills, okay? I mean, it could be, the St. Clair Shores area. It could be the Washington area. It could be the Warren area. It could be like yesterday's, the north of Hall Road area. So I think that was a great exercise because, it's not going to be everywhere, but even though we get tasked with everywhere, but we could get, called for help at any one particular location. So all of that works out good. But, yeah, I did like John's idea, even a mirrored screen, so I could see what he sees or something of that nature, which, I think the proper word was CAD, so we could each see, And then also, too, I had never seen that screen before, and he wrote it, which means, and beautiful job, by the way. So that means, he could pop around in it like really super fast and really quick. For me, it was like brand new and all that kind of stuff. It's all opportunities, but hey, that's why we do drills. So we are, comfortable, if I ever called to arms. So with that, I got to step up, guys. I am sitting outside of my next Sunday honeydew list because honeydew stepped out of the car. So you guys all have a great day. Tim, I'm going to hand it to you. And WABD is going to be listening, but he can't talk. I'll be on my handy talky later, Gators.
Real quick before you leave, Wally.
Hey, John.
Yeah, Phil was calling you over on P25 a minute ago. All right, carry on. WAFU.
Yeah. Tell him to bump me here really quick. I don't have that with me. I'm driving my pickup truck today. The P25 is in my work car.
NAWR pausing for Phil.
KPR, WAVD.
Yeah, he can't do DMR. He doesn't have DMR. All right. He's probably over on analog. That always works. All right, I'm going to get out of here. W8FU.
QSY 2.6. Take care, guys. WAVD.
Understood. Thanks, Wally. NAWRO. Yeah, I should have realized, John, that you had that all, but the deployment types already accounted for. So basically, it's kind of a Dave thing, a dispatcher thing. It was the capacity, the number of available units we had, way more,
than we had last time, and then a number of outstanding calls. So I'm sure we can all work with that. That's an interesting thing to attempt to solve. And I don't, with all the tools that we have available, especially perhaps at ResGrid, that's probably going to be, I don't want to say easy, it's a version of the Q word, but it should work out. John, over to you.
Yeah, I'm really interested to put ResGrid into use and test it out, and I'm a little anxious to do it, actually, to be honest, because I want to see how that works, and I really want to know, mainly, like, do I keep developing the thing I made and try to get it so that multiple people can get on it from different nets and different, you know, so that I can use it, Wally can use it, the hospital nets can use it, and we have a dashboard view for everybody to see. Does it supplement ResGrid, or should we abandon this project and just pull it all over to ResGrid? Is it good to have the redundancy, you know? But I really enjoy making the spreadsheets, so I'm biased always towards that. But I also can't deny a well-oiled machine. So it'll be interesting. I definitely want to play with ResGrid a little bit. I want to understand it a little bit more and see what kind of output it has. And how flexible it can be. Obviously, it seems like Dave has had quite a bit of experience with it and knows it real well. So I'm looking forward to learning from the master.
Well, I'll get you guys, some training, and then that way then you guys can work with it a little bit. We'll go from there. But I think it'll be easier if you guys are able to work with it and understand it. And the thing that appeals to me is the mapping system, but then also everything that comes along with it, especially if you use the app and you're out on the field. If there's a call and you're dispatched to that call, I have all that information in front of me. I don't even have to worry about asking for it on the radio. All I got to worry about is saying, yep, I'm en route, I'm on scene, I'm clear. And then that makes it, less radio traffic for the aftermath. So,
yeah, I did make myself available on it, but I realized we weren't really using it yesterday. And the only other, we already talked about this today, the only side note is if you're a single man unit, we're going to have to use the staging method where we're staged someplace prior to getting a dispatch. But I think that's doable. There is a lot of, there is downtime. You're going to have downtime between calls, and that would be fine to stage at a location or wait for a call, whether it be voice over radio or whether it be by CAD. And I forgot what else I was going to say. And Dave, before I forget, you want me to send you an email to remind you, but that DTX class you were saying that you're not able to go to, but Mike is going to go, I'll send you an email maybe if you could send me the information on that, unless it's already passed. I'm not sure. Over to John for now.
Yeah, it seems like it might be a really interesting idea. It's like for our next in-person meeting, like send out a mass notification and say, hey, we need you to respond to this location, and then everybody will deploy like they normally would to come to the meeting. But then we can kind of see how the system works. People can indicate that they're on scene, and Dave has a great point about the people in the field being able to interface. So that is a very good benefit for sure. So yeah, I think a little bit of real world use with ResGrid would probably be good. And then don't necessarily want to burden everybody with having to do all these simulations. But if they're coming to the meeting anyway, hey, maybe we deploy them from ResGrid just for sample sake.
I think that's what we'll do. Maybe we'll do that at the next meeting or something like that after we talk about the set. We'll roll through it and maybe give everybody an opportunity to kind of play with that and experience it. We'll build on it. I think it's a good system. I feel it's important to have. Anyways, guys, I'm going to jump off here over at Family's house, so I'm going to enjoy time with them. But appreciate you guys again. Appreciate your hard work, and you guys have done a good job, and you continue to do a good job, and I appreciate it. It definitely doesn't go unnoticed. You guys are faithful to this, and I'm thankful to call you guys teammates and friends, and we'll get this going. We're heading in the right direction, and I'm excited about it. I really am.
Thanks, Dave. That, of course, applies to you as well. Equally to you as well. Greatly appreciate it. John, I just a question. I can't remember. Do you actually have ResGrid now or no?
Yeah, I've had a ResGrid for quite a while, and played with it a little bit. One of the things I struggled to figure out was how to actually add like a deployment, but it's weird because it's very, first responder specific, and so I believe it's under calls, which is weird because I wouldn't consider that a call as much as like we need someone to go to this location. But that's just semantics. I've seen it. I've marked myself as on scene and active and played around and looked through all the members, and it's a very interesting app. It's just I haven't seen it really in use yet, and so it's kind of hard to visualize. It's also, it's kind of, I think just a little bit of, maybe a 10-minute overview of how it's supposed to be used would really help, because it's kind of unclear to me is like, where do I start? Where's the start of it? And that just kind of goes with any program is, where's the first place to start? I think Dave's already accomplished that for the most part, as he's put in all the people and whatnot, and then we would just have to put in calls, and then I suppose just start dispatching people to places. But I don't really know how to dispatch a person to a call, because there's not any calls that I ever felt were appropriate for me to try to deploy somebody to. And I don't know if I can deploy myself. It's like I didn't want to break it. I didn't want to mess with what we had, especially before the set. So I kind of left everything there. But as a dispatcher, I haven't really looked at it to deploy people at this point yet, just because it wasn't really a good time to learn it, I didn't think.
Oddly paid up. So that was K-E-8-Y-N-U with the group has left. N-A-W-R-O here with, if I'm going to get your call right, K-E-8-W-U-H-O, John. So, yeah, I kind of agree with that. I was playing with it, too, and I found we're just kind of doing it not as a high priority, but, between now and the spring set, kind of, hang of it, like Dave's got his, he's got a little extra experience, he comes in, never was involved with CAD, it was always just over the radio, but I would be interested in taking a look at it, and then we'll just have to.
It's ready on that day. I'm monitoring. I'll put
Pete, why didn't you?
Shoot, I may have doubled. Go ahead, John. Hope you caught Dave's transmission.
Yeah, I caught what I believe was the tail end of his conversation. But yeah, that I definitely look forward to playing with it, and I'll let everybody get to their families and their whatever they have to do. But we'll reconvene soon, and I look forward to all the learning. So that's the name of the game. This is KEAWUO. I will be clear and monitoring.
NAWRO also clear for now.
NAWRO, this is KE8LAX. Do you copy?
Yes, Dean, but I'm in the backyard on EHT. NAWRO, how copy?
Live and clear, 5-9. I got done with that ride in Richmond, and one of the people that took the ride with us, I was just demonstrating ham radio and the MFI DMR network, and so you were the first person I thought of. Thank you very much for the QSO.
NAWRO, not sure if you caught my last, but standing by.
NAWRO, this is KEALAX. I did not copy your last. If you mind repeating, that would be greatly appreciated. Kilo Echo Lima Alpha X-ray.
Yeah, just in regards to your Discord, now my writing are over. Just had a full Honda 504. CD 504, 1972, bought it from a Shelby officer back in the day, probably 1979 or so, had it for a number of years. For what it was a good bike. Sissy bar, crash bars on it, many miles put on it, and but those days are over for me. Why I'm keeping my cycle endorsement, I'm not really sure, but glad you had a good ride today. Hope you guys had fun. Back over to you.
NAWROKE8LAX. Yeah, it was a good ride. Normally it's about a half hour ride, but due to construction in the area, they only went up to, I believe, Division, and ran Division up to Gratiot. I believe that's right. And then we went back into Richmond. So it was a very short ride, but it was for a family that has a child suffering from autism, and so of course a benefit ride. I'm curious, were you able to hear us from the QTH?
NAWRO, yeah, earlier I did hear some bikes, and then I think KJO said something on Discord. They were in town having breakfast at the Village Cafe, which is 32 in Division right there. And I thought you said something about he might have saw you guys go by. So, yeah, that's a cool thing you do. That's awesome. Back to you.
Yeah, we do it every year. It's put on by Michigan Dressers MC, and they do a good job. There's been, I think I've gone four or five years in a row, and They're a good group of guys, and what they stand for is pretty cool. So every year in October, we meet up at the Moose Club and we do a run. This year was a little shorter than usual, but it was definitely well worth it. The cause is well worth it. So I feel the same way about this group. I appreciate you coming back to me. I'm going to say 7-3s, and I'll be on the air probably a little bit later after the guests leave the house. I will be clear on your final. This is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha 3.
Copy that, Dean. You have a good one. NAWRO, I will be clear.